Hey, I'm Anders Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. The fight over President Obama's intelligence reforms, Russian President Putin's ugly new message on gays in Russia, and my conversation with Brian Boitano. Let's get started. A big moment in the battle over how much the government should keep tabs on all of us in the name of making things safer for everyone. That fight, which has been going on since John Adams was president, intensified with the Edward Snowden leaks. Since then, we've seen one revelation after another, congressional hearings, blue ribbon panels, and more. Today we watched President Obama conduct a kind of public seminar on both the drawbacks of the surveillance state, but also what he said is the need for it. Joining us with the true politics of what the president said and the changes he wants to make is Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto. So what was the president's main message today?
You know, Anderson, this was a pretty remarkable speech because he's speaking so openly, so publicly about the most secretive aspects of our most secretive intelligence programs. But his message was, in effect, I hear you. I understand why there are questions about this, and that he has a trust deficit both in the states and overseas, and he said that this really goes to the core of what it means to be America. Here's how he described it today.
When you cut through the noise, what's really at stake is how we remain true to who we are in a world that is remaking itself at dizzying speed.
Now, he did say, though, that there are things he's not going to apologize for, that he really does believe that there's reason to have these programs to keep Americans safer. And overseas, he says that just because America has a greater capability doesn't mean we're going to, in his words, unilaterally disarm when it comes to spying overseas, because everyone does it. He did say, though, he's not going to spy on the leaders of our closest allies anymore.
I mean, his critics say, look, this was PR. How much change to these programs is he actually calling for?
I mean, there are some real substantive changes here today. One is the NSA is going to need judicial review when it searches that massive phone metadata. That's a big change. That's a big step forward. But as far as that massive metadata, it's still going to exist somewhere, and the government's still going to want to search that to try to find patterns to prevent terror attacks. Now, he left open a very big question as to where that data is going to live. He says he doesn't want it to live in government hands, that creates the potential for abuse, but hasn't figured out yet where it's going to be. You know, it could be back in the telephone companies. It could be with a third party. They even raised the possibility of, as they develop new capabilities, maybe they won't need to access that data in the same way. That's a big open question, though. And in the meantime, it's going to continue, at least with more safeguards.
Yeah, this has obviously been precipitated by what Edward Snowden did. What did the president say about him today? Any change in the administration's attitude toward him?
No, he said no. He said he still, in effect, considers him a criminal. But it is incredible, Anderson, and we've been talking about this all day. This speech would not have happened today without Edward Snowden. This public debate would not have happened. And arguably, some of these changes would not have happened without Edward Snowden. In that sense, victory for that, little-known NSA, programmer who burst onto the scene last year.
All right, Jim, appreciate the update. Yeah. Another Keep It Modest report. Now, the Winter Olympics obviously are 3 weeks away, and today Russia's President Vladimir Putin put the word out that gay visitors have nothing to fear in Sochi as long as they stay away from kids. He actually said that. Listen.
We do not ban anyone or anything. We don't detain people on the street. We don't hold anyone responsible for those relations, unlike a lot of other countries in the world. That's why you can feel free, relaxed, but leave children in peace, please.
Leave children in peace. Putin was meeting with a group of Olympic volunteers when he made those remarks. His intimation that gays and lesbians might prey on children isn't what many would call positive outreach to the gay community after his parliament last year passed a ban against what they called homosexual propaganda. As for the picture he paints of how Russia treats gays, that gays can feel free and relaxed, I believe Mr. Putin's words were, really nothing could be further from the truth. Anti-gay attacks are actually on the rise in Russia. Look what happened to these women who kissed in protest of Russia's treatment of gays. Human rights groups say those speaking out for gay rights are being routinely beaten as police look on, or sometimes by the police themselves. CNN's Phil Black recently reported on vigilante groups using the internet in Russia to meet and ambush gay men, then post videos online. They call it going on safari. This is one video. A man's hair is shaved and a rainbow is painted on his skull. Later, he's made to drink what he's told is urine. This terrified man begs for mercy and is told he has a choice. He can lose an eye or be sexually assaulted with a large fork. Russia's actual treatment of gays has prompted some to call for a boycott of the Sochi Games. Olympic figure skating champion Brian Boitano is going to Sochi as part of the U.S. delegation. He announced that he was gay publicly in December, days after being named that delegation. I spoke to him earlier before Vladimir Putin made his latest remarks.